Balance Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales, Carters, Slates, Carters, Abels, Carters, Newber, Carters, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Fortville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plain, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air.
This is a bratwurst edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, May 22nd. I'll be going to the world's largest bratfest in Madison after work this morning. I'll be selling brats from noon until 2 at the Alliant Energy Center, the site of this huge annual festival that has served up millions of brats over the years and gives the proceeds to charity. I'll be getting a veggie brat, as that is my preference these days, but I'll have to admit, since becoming a vegetarian more than 20 years ago, the brat is the one food that I have missed. There's something about that spicy, greasy, beer-boiled sausage topped with sauerkraut and onions and mustard and pickle relish. How do you like your brat? How do you make them? Where do you get yours? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We will celebrate the brat this hour and get some tips on making the best brats ever with our guest and with you. Our guest is Casey Steinbrink, co-founder of WhoKnew.com, which published the definitive guide to grilling great beer brats. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Joy.
So are you going to be grilling up some brats this weekend?
I definitely am. Yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend. That's like an official brat weekend.
It is. So, well, we'll get into all the particulars, but how do you like your brats?
Well, you know, there are a lot of different ways to do it, but what I like to do, and there are definitely debates about it, but I like to brown them up on the grill and then soak them in the beer and the onion and the Worcestershire sauce, which I think is kind of an essential thing in the mixture for me. But there are a lot of different recipes that people have and a lot of different opinions that people have. But the cool thing about beer brats is it's actually a really easy thing to make, whether it's in the grill or in the oven or whatever you want to do. But it always is a real pleaser for your guests. People will always ask you how you make them.
Yeah, I mean, it is really, it's the great brat debate, you know, in some way, on what is the perfect way to do this. So why did you write the definitive guide to grilling great beer brats?
Well, this is actually what we launched Huno about 2 years ago. We wanted to do an online magazine about all the unique things about Wisconsin, and of course, you know, so this one ended up being one of the very first ones we ever wrote. And, you know, it's interesting because this article, especially this summer, every weekend it will rise to the top of one of the popular articles. You know, it's been published for 2 years now. People just keep coming back, and I guess people still want to figure out how to make them. And you know what's interesting, too, is you get a lot of people in the comments who are from out of state who are trying to find out how to make them, who've had them here from someone. So
yeah, it is maybe not strictly Wisconsin, but it's pretty uniquely Wisconsin, isn't it? The brat is a sort of a quintessential food.
Yes. Well, I think that the boiling in beer thing is makes it even more Wisconsin. Like if you asked an authentic German about making them that way, like someone from Germany, they would probably think we were crazy for boiling them in brats and onions. But so that's, I think, what Wisconsin has probably added to it.
Yeah. Now, you, in the article, you say that travel outside of Wisconsin and you'll soon realize that not everyone really knows how
right.
to make a Green Bay style bratwurst. So what is
right.
the Green Bay style bratwurst?
Well, I think I used that language, and I just really mean Wisconsin in general. And the reason I found it out, there's a little story behind that. I went to college in Oklahoma, and so not really beer brat country by any means. So in our cafeteria there was a cook who noticed that I was wearing Packer stuff, and he said, "Oh, you're from Wisconsin?" His wife's family was from Wisconsin, and he thought that was so awesome because he was a Packers fan too. And he started talking to me about brats, and he said that he wanted to make brats there in the cafeteria for me. So, and this was a big, like, corporate-run cafeteria, so he must have had to pull some strings to make brats. But when he ended up doing it, I got to say, it wasn't anything like brats from home. It was just like a boiled white brat. It just didn't have that same you know, Wisconsin brat flavor. So I think you can mess up brats is the point. And I think, and I, what I like, though, how you guys introduced me in social media as a brat enthusiast, a brat expert, because when you're talking to people from Wisconsin, you better be really, really seriously a brat expert if you're going to call yourself a brat expert.
So it's fair to call you an enthusiast.
Yes, I am very enthusiastic about brats. Yes. Yeah.
All right, well, I will... I guess what I'm remembering, my brother-in-law, who's the he is a brat expert in our family anyway, or
okay.
maybe the more
yeah.
maybe enthusiast would be the better word, because what he does is he boils the brats in beer before putting them on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And is that conventional or not?
Well, I think that's the biggest debate. That's mm-hmm. the biggest divide in the brat grilling community, is whether you do it first or after, and a lot of people actually do it before and after. So you can see this debate play out a little bit in the comments on our article, and then you look up any brat recipe, beer brat recipe online, and people will be going back and forth on how to do it. But the real reason that I like putting them in the beer mixture after you grill them is because they soak up that flavor again. And, well, here's one reason it's really helped me out in the past. One 4th of July when I was in high school, I was given the job of making the brats for the big, you know, family gathering picnic. And we were all standing out in the backyard, and all of a sudden my aunt says, that grill's really smoking. Should it be smoking that much? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I walk over there and pick up the lid, and the brats were they weren't completely fried, but they were getting really burnt. And when we put them, we thought it was going to be a bratastrophe, right? The whole picnic was going to be ruined. But when you put them back in the beer mixture, they kind of re-moisturize and plump back up with that juicy beer stuff. So it wasn't a catastrophe. Everything was cool. So that's one reason why I'm a big proponent of the put them in beer afterwards, too. But, you know, to each his own. And I think however you do it, they usually always turn out delicious.
I think it seems to me that there could be boil them. I think I got into the habit of boiling, or my family did, because then it would partially cook them and you didn't have to keep them on the grill forever to kind of cook through them.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the advice my dad always gave me was that you don't, when doing it, and you do it on the grill first, that you just kind of brown them up and don't cook them all the way through, and then let them cook the rest of the way in the beer mixture.
Oh.
So same concept as your brother, I guess, but just flip-flops, right?
Right, right.
So they're still getting cooked in the beer for a little while.
Yeah, so, well, maybe doing both is a legitimate compromise, because
mm-hmm.
you can have them both ways. And you have to have onions and stuff in that... In the bath that you put them in later.
Yeah, I think beer and onions are pretty much in every recipe you read. A lot of people will add things like butter and green peppers, and Worcestershire sauce is my favorite because I think it adds. I think that's my secret weapon for my brat recipe, because it adds that kind of extra savory flavor to it, you know. So that's what I would recommend. But everyone's got their little, you know, unique recipe, and that's what's cool about it, because you can make it your own personal thing.
Yeah, so now that you've, you know, you've grilled them up and soaked them in your beer and onion and Worcestershire sauce, then
mm-hmm.
What kind of bun do you put it on?
Well, that's another debate. I'm personally a fan of, you know, like a hot, just a regular old hot dog bun, but I'm sure there are plenty of people in Sheboygan who would want to slap me across the face for saying that, because that's hard roll country down there, right?
Right.
So I'm sure that there are a lot of people there. In fact, I think in Sheboygan, one of the popular ways to do it is to split the brat in half and put it on a Sheboygan hard roll. You know what I mean? Like, split it down the middle. So that's another way to do it. I kind of like a soft bun personally, but then, you know, there are a lot of different ways to do it.
Yeah, cutting it is controversial, because people say then all the juices flow out.
The juice comes out, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Sheboygan considers itself like the bratwurst capital of the world, doesn't it?
So for sure, yes. And I think they deserve that title, too.
Yeah, why?
Well, because they've have the Brat Fest, for one thing. And I think, well, if you look into the history of brats, a lot of them will credit the Sheboygan area for popularizing the beer brat specifically, I think.
Yeah, and they have a Brat Fest, and so does Madison. Madison has this charity Brat Fest going on this weekend, which I will be headed to, and I'll be a cashier from noon until 2. So anyone in the Madison area that feels like a brat for lunch can stop by, and I'll be happy to sell you a brat or two. This is a charitable event. The proceeds go to charity. It's at the Alliant Energy Center starting. I think it's going on right now. People can actually drive through the Bratfest grounds at the Alliant Energy Center and pick up a bag of brats, because it's Bring Your Brat to Work Day today in Madison. We'll talk more about how to make the perfect brat. And we welcome your suggestions, 1-800-642-1234, after we check the latest news.
First from worst of summer. Hey, there's something missing here. Beer, beer, beer.
We are celebrating the brat, and we are discussing how to make the perfect brat. And we are welcoming your suggestions, your favorite ways of making brats. As it is the Memorial Day weekend, which marks the unofficial start of summer, and certainly you will probably be tossing some brats on your Memorial Day picnic grill, as it's the beginning of the of cooking out season, too, grilling season for many people. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. How do you like your brats? How do you make them? Do you boil them in beer before putting them on the grill, or do you forego that and put them into the beer bath after you grill them? What kind of bun do you put them on? What kind of toppings? What kind of beer do you boil them in? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Casey Steinbrink, co-founder of WhoKnew.com, which published the definitive guide to grilling great beer brats. You know, we just had a caller who said he wondered if there was a way to not use beer in making the perfect brat, Casey. I mean, I suppose if you don't want that taste, you don't have to boil them in beer before or after. Oops, I guess we might have lost our guest. Now we have him back. Okay. Sorry about that.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you back. We have got a funny phone system. But anyway, Casey, what about that? Is beer a must?
Well, I did lose you there for a minute, so I didn't quite hear the question. The question is beer a must for having a brat?
Yeah, I think somebody was saying, can you not boil them in beer before or after?
Sure. If you want to skip the beer, that's totally fine. You know what? I've even done it before when we didn't have beer around. We just kind of used water and just kind of made a different marinade with the Worcestershire sauce and stuff. But brats can still be great without the beer. And just last week, I had a great brat at a friend's house. They had bought a pig from like a local farm and had it butchered up and had brats made. So really fresh brat, and that was pretty good, and that wasn't soaked in beer at all. So sure, you can skip it, but I mean, I don't think I would make them any other way personally.
Well, what kind of beer? Does it have to be a really good, expensive, craft beer, or can we put Bud Light in there?
Oh, well, I think that the domestic beers work just fine. But, I mean, any different beer you use will add a little bit different flavor to your brats. So there are probably some beers you definitely wouldn't want to use. I don't think I would use Corona to make beer brats, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I like to use, like, an amber beer or kind of a medium brown sort of beer. A lot of people do use dark beer, but, if you're just using PBR, that works fine, too. It all depends on your own secret recipe.
Yeah. Well, in fact, I think Russ is back. Russ in River Falls. Hi, Russ.
Good morning. About 10 years ago, we had a family member who struggled with alcoholism. And, of course, the summer ritual of doing brats on the grill, we tried to figure out what to do so that person could still participate. And what we came up with was boiling them in onions and apple juice. And you'd think that that would create an apple brat, but it really doesn't. And we'd boil them on the stove, get them to the point where they're really basically done, throw them on the grill, brown them up, and you get a brat that tastes basically the same. There's a tiny little way in the background sweet that you don't get with a normal brat, but it really makes no significant difference. And those who can't be near or use alcohol get to enjoy the experience as well.
Yeah, well, that's actually sounds good. I could see, even if it did have a slight apple taste, that would be great. So, Russ, what do you put on that brat? What do you put on that brat once you put it on the bun?
Onions and mustard.
That's it, huh?
Oh, you bet. And it doesn't really, the sweetness is so subtle that it really is way, way, way in the background. So it tastes pretty much like the conventional brat.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Russ, for sharing that. So, good idea.
It is a good idea. I actually have the same thing with our family, and we do the exact same thing. So, yeah, I concur that is a great way to do it.
Yeah. Well, let's hear Rusty and Stevens Point wants to share the science of brats. Okay, Rusty, what's going on with the brat?
Well, thanks for taking my call, and I appreciate your guest's enthusiasm for I've owned a small business where I've done very large events over the last 30 years, and I was fortunate enough to have a very good butcher for most of those years that came right over from Holland. And he explained to me many years ago that the idea of boiling brats in beer was just a waste of good beer, that you should drink the beer, because the skin of the brat is basically impermeable. If the skin allowed flavor to pass through, when you boil them, the flavor would be passing to the outside. The only flavor you really get from a good brat is what seasoning you put into it. And all the beer in the world can't really permeate unless you pulp the skin and, you know, allow that. But then again, that's like you said before, your flavor, just like cutting it open, all the flavor falls out of it.
So, Rusty, so do you follow that advice and you don't waste the beer by boiling them?
Absolutely not. It gets into my belly, but it gets there a different way.
All right. Casey, have you heard that? Don't do the beer at all unless it's just drinking it alongside the brat.
I haven't heard that. I guess I would just have to disagree because I've tasted the difference between the two. And I can definitely tell the difference, and I think there are a lot of people who would say that too. You know, I guess maybe it makes sense. I guess brat skin is impermeable. I that seems a little odd, but I guess I got to say I have had a not soaked in beer brat, and I've had a soaked in beer brat, and I can tell the difference.
Yeah, thank you, Rusty. Let's go next to Jackie in Milwaukee. Hi, Jackie.
Yeah, two quick comments. You asked about where you get your brats, and I like Held's Meats, HELDS. Up there in Richfield, Wisconsin. They make all their own sausage fresh right there on site, and so it's really a good fresh sausage.
Good.
And in terms of what to put them on, I prefer them without a bun, with mustard, and serve with good Wisconsin pierogies.
What good Wisconsin pierogies?
Oh, yes. Brats and pierogies are just great together.
Have you ever tried that, Casey?
I have not. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, interesting. And no bun at all. I have not. I guess certainly you don't have to have a bun, but it's not. I mostly have had buns with them. Interesting. Okay, thank you so much, Jackie. We are asking you to tell us how you like your brats. Where do you get your brats? And what do you put on them? How do you grill them? We are talking with Casey Steinbrink, who wrote the definitive guide to grilling great beer brats for his website, whoknew.com. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Joan on Facebook says, County Market in Hillsboro sells homemade brats in flavors like pizza, chicken cordon bleu, Philly steak, and many more. What about the flavored or specialty brats like that, Casey? Any comment?
I have some in my freezer right now. I have some that are like, they're called red, white, and blue brats, and they've got blue cheese and something else in them, and I've got some jalapeno brats in there. So, I like those kind of brats every now and then, too. I don't know if every kind would be good for soaking in beer or not, but, I think that any spin that we can put on the brat is a cool thing.
Yeah, I remember seeing a brat with cheese, you know, so brats mm-hmm. and cheese together, you know, that's really Wisconsin.
Exactly.
Gerald on Facebook says, brats' popularity has spread, and now you can find them in parts of the country where they never were before. This allows those of us who travel access to those foods. And it reminds us of the comfort of home in Wisconsin. Well, yeah, that's true, probably, especially with Wisconsinites traveling around or resettling in other states. They're probably bringing their brats with them.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I've heard that what the commenter said is true. People who I know who have moved away have said, like, I used to not be able to find brats in the grocery store, but now they're there. So, and it is something that's spreading too. I had one of my friends from college came to our wedding. He's from Mississippi, and we had like a cookout for our rehearsal dinner. And he begged me for the recipe and took the beer brat recipe back home with him to Southern Mississippi. So it does start to spread after a while, which is kind of cool that Wisconsin's culture starts to break through into other states.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit. All right, you said that you like yours on a softer bun, not the Sheboygan hard roll. What about the toppings? What do you put on your brat after it's on the bun?
Well, I am a mustard, pickles, and onions kind of guy, and so that's usually what I do. You know, if you're at a ballpark, usually you'll get the option of having sauerkraut on it, and you know, I used to be kind of anti-sauerkraut, but I think as I'm growing older, I'm starting to acquire the taste for sauerkraut. So now every now and then I'll put kraut on my brat, too.
Yeah, I do, too. I do still have brats, but I have veggie brats. I gave up eating meat some time ago. And they're not the same as the real brat, but the veggie brats try. But putting the sauerkraut, I love a mustard, and I don't mind putting pickle relish on it either.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the Sheboygan style brat is different not only because of the hard roll and the slicing it in half, but they serve it with Dough Works.
Is that Dough Works?
Dough
Works.
Is
that a special sauce?
No, Dough Works. Oh, I thought you knew Dough Works ketchup, onion, brown mustard, dill pickle slices.
Oh, like everything.
Yeah.
I got you, yes. Like the actual Dough Works, yes.
Well, let's see what our listeners like with their brats. Karen in Freedom. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to call in and tell a funny little story about some friends of ours who moved up from North Carolina. They heard about how good these brats were and that you had to parboil them in beer, water, and onions. And then the next time we saw them, they said, well, I don't understand what the big to-do is about this. We thought they were kind of chewy and bland. And we kind of looked at them and were like, well, you did grill them after, didn't you? And they did not.
That would not be good.
So we had to make some for them and show them the right way to eat them.
Yeah, I suppose that would be like your cook at the university you went to in Oklahoma, Casey. Is that all he did was just boil them?
Yeah, I think that's what happened. And it was not in beer either, because I don't think there was any beer involved in that recipe, because I went to Oral Roberts University. So there was no beer on that campus. You know, or about ORU.
Yeah, that's funny. And I just suppose that would not be good. Well, speaking of boiling in beer or not boiling in beer, Peter in Manitowoc?
Yeah, I just thought I'd give your listeners a little bit of information. Once you simmer them in beer, the alcohol evaporates, so you don't have to worry about being near the alcohol because it goes right up in the air once you start to reach simmering temperature. So all you ex-alcoholics, you don't have to worry. You can have that beer now.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought when you used alcohol in cooking, that it evaporated off and you didn't actually get alcohol.
Right, right. Yeah, it evaporates at a real low temperature. So
yeah, but maybe
in the vodka.
Yeah, maybe the taste is a trigger or something, too. So
I think the big reason that it's done that way, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Peter. Well, what about you? This is a Tell Joy Where to Brat edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. We are asking where you go to get your brats, how you make the perfect brat, what do you put on the brat. Maybe you can even share accompaniments. Are you planning a Memorial Day picnic this weekend where you will be grilling some brats? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So do you prefer the Sheboygan-style brat, or do you make your brats differently than that? Casey Steinbrink is the co-founder of WhoKnew.com, which published the definitive guide to grilling great beer brats. And we are talking with him about the different theories behind cooking the perfect brat. We have Saul who emails, instead of sauerkraut, I buy a jar of kimchi, which is a fermented spicy Korean cabbage. And I give it a brief chop in a processor and I load it on. I think that's great. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, anything goes really, Casey. We're saying, what's the perfect brat for you?
Exactly. Yep. It's an art. It's an art, especially in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Let's go next to Jenny in Green Bay. Hi, Jenny.
Hi. Two things. One, there actually is a sauce called Still Works. It is made by Mad Dog and Merrill.
What's in it? Do you know what's in it?
It's got sauerkraut, ketchup, and I think mustard, maybe some onions. I'm not a big fan of ketchup, but, like, everybody at my office just absolutely adores this sauce. They're really great guys, too, to meet them. But I don't actually cook my brats in beer. I am, like, the only person in Wisconsin who does that. I use a little bit of water, beef broth, and some Worcestershire sauce. I don't much care for the taste of beer. And then they have to be properly burned. That's the thing, like... A lot of people don't cook them until, like, they're browned and crisp. Like, they have to be almost black. Even a burned brat's delicious. None of my other food gets burned, but brats, they have to be burned.
They have to be burned, Casey. What do you think?
There are people in my family who they look for the burned brats in the pot that when they're boiling around in there. But like I said earlier, when you put them in the sauce afterwards in the beer bath, they kind of plump up, and so they're still juicy even if they do get burned. And then you just kind of have that, you know, crispy outside. And I was thinking about the caller before who said that, talked about that none of the beer flavor gets in there because of the skin not being able to get through there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it might be that afterwards, you know, the skin probably opens up and splits a little bit on the grill. So
right.
Maybe that's how it gets through the casing of the sausage and into the meat if you do it that way.
Right.
So you might be right about I'm sure the butcher who told him that knows what he's talking about, but I also think that soaking them in beer does make a difference.
Yeah. Jerry on Facebook says, if anyone is putting their brats in liquid, beer, or whatever to keep them moist or add flavor, then they are using the wrong brats in the first place. I have been buying my brats from Brandon Meats and Sausage for over 30 years. They are award-winning and the best-tasting brats to be found in Wisconsin, guaranteed. All right. Thank you, Jerry. There's something to be said about the actual, you know, brat itself. I mean, they can taste different, too, depending on the spices used.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. Let's see if we can fit one more in before our news break. Michelle in Green Bay. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead. I understand you put guacamole on your brats?
Yes, it's absolutely delicious. We had an abundance at a tailgate party one time, so we're like, oh, we'll just throw it on some brats. And it was just the sweetness of the avocados with some of the sweetness and the saltiness of the brats. It was absolutely amazing.
It does sound amazing. I'm gonna try that. Why not? Thank you very much. We're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will continue talking about brats. We are celebrating the brat on this start of the Memorial Day weekend, the start of the beginning of the grilling season for many people. Also, the start of the world's largest brat fest in Madison this weekend. So, how do you like your brats? 1-800-642-1234. We'll be back after this news.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Richwood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Stein Prairie, Prairie Sheep, Prairie Sack, Black Flambeau, Vernon, hopping over there, hey, smell that dairy here, hey.
This is a Bratwurst edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about brats because it's the start of the summer grilling season this weekend, and it's also the world's largest brat fest going on in Madison this weekend. And we are wondering how you like your brats and welcoming your questions and your favorites. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Casey Steinbrink, co-founder of WhoKnew.com, which published the definitive guide to grilling great beer brats. And let's go back to the phones. Dan in Green Bay is with us. Hi, Dan.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. I love this. You have a really interesting way to use your brats.
Yeah, what I enjoy doing is I like to take the leftover brats the next morning, slice them up, kind of like little medallions, and then I put them in an omelet with cheese. And I really enjoy that.
Brats are not just for the Memorial Day picnic anymore, Casey.
Yeah, and that sounds like a good idea right now. Let's talk about brats in the morning. It's kind of ready for some brats.
I love it. Thank you so much, Dan. Good idea. If you have leftover brats. John in Oshkosh is with us now. Hi, John. I'm sorry, it's Josh. Go ahead, Josh.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I was wondering what your thoughts are on brat burgers.
What exactly is a brat burger, Josh?
I came up on this at X in Oshkosh. It's a brat made into a burger patty.
Ah. And have you had one before?
Yeah, I frequently go there to get them. And then I also had one at the Titletown Brewery in Green Bay.
Well, did you like it?
It's probably one of my favorite burgers.
A brat burger. Have you had one, Casey?
Yeah, I have. Well, you know, they have the regular patties that are made out of brats. And then what a lot of, like, local diners and bars and restaurants will do is slice a brat in half and put it on top of a hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I was at Titletown, too, and they had this special burger one time that was a burger with a brat on top and then fried cheese curds and then onion rings and then fresh jalapenos.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had it, and I got to say, I was reaching for the Tums a couple hours later.
Oh, boy. Penn on Facebook says he likes his brats grilled slowly over charcoal and served with a tortilla. Put a bit of coleslaw in the tortilla. A great combination.
Ooh, there, wow.
Yeah, something new.
Yeah.
Tim and
Tour. Well, kind of sounds like the pulled, could kind of be like the pulled pork sandwich with coleslaw on it.
Yeah.
But the tortilla is really different. I've never thought of that.
Yeah, great idea. Tim in Two Rivers is with us. Hi, Tim.
Good morning, Joy. You continue to be my joy every morning.
Oh, thank you, Tim. I like your question. I guess I should have asked this very first thing. So,
yes,
go ahead.
My question is, how do you make a brat? I don't know what the difference between that and the wiener is.
Oh, I thought you wanted to know what's actually in a brat.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so what's the difference between a brat and a wiener, Casey?
Well, I'm the expert in making them on the grill, not in making brats. But I think that it's seasoned ground pork. I mean, definitely a brat is the meat has a lot different texture than a hot dog, right? But I guess I don't have a great answer for you on how they make them. I'm sure it's the normal sausage-making process. It's just the spices that go in with that particular meat.
Right, and I guess I'm the difference between a brat and a sausage, it is a type of sausage. The bratwurst is a type of sausage, and it has, I'm sure, certain spices that make it a bratwurst. I think we have time for some more calls. Janet in Madison is with us. Hi, Janet.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I don't necessarily have a question about how to make brats, but I guess what I wanted to share was how I like to eat my brats or prepare them. I like it on a bun, and I put kind of a narrow side of mustard, like yellow mustard, and ketchup, and then sauerkraut, and then baked beans. And it's really good. And usually baked beans are available wherever brats are.
Yeah, put the baked beans right on the brat, is what you're saying, on the bun, Janet.
Yeah, it makes it kind of messy, but it's really good. It's kind of the salty sweet. Or you can just dip your brat in some baked beans, too.
Good enough.
I definitely do that. I'm definitely a baked bean brat dipper. But that sounds good, putting them right on there. People have some great ideas.
This is
great. Hey, I'm getting all sorts of ideas for my brat.
Yeah,
guacamole to tortillas to
right. And here's
coleslaw.
Another one. Matt in Wausau's got a unique twist. Hi, Matt.
Hi there. My local tavern or pub, I guess, once in a while they do what's called a Wisconsin Euro. And the cook there, he slices up a bratwurst lengthwise, goes on the pita bread with cucumber sauce, onions, and tomatoes, and bam, Wisconsin Euro.
Oh, my gosh. And I see another call here. Well, I think we have time for it, in fact. Paul in Beloit. Here's another twist. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Yeah, my son and I came up with this one because we both like brats and sauerkraut. We had some leftover brats and leftover sauerkraut, so we just put it on a cheese pizza and then sliced the brats up thinly like a Italian sausage or pepperoni and then sprinkled the sauerkraut on top with a little more mozzarella cheese and then baked it in the oven.
A brat pizza, Casey. Could there be anything better?
Only in Wisconsin, right?
All right. Well, you know, this has just been, I mean, it turned into not only finding out how to, you know, make the perfect or grill the perfect brat and what to put on it, but what to do with the leftovers. This is great and different ways to make our brats. So maybe just, I don't know, maybe last words of wisdom here, advice on if we are going to be grilling up some brats, what would you as a great enthusiast advise?
Well, I would just say have fun and enjoy celebrating Wisconsin tradition. I think, if anything, what we learned from your segment today, Joy, is that it's all about doing your own thing and believing what you want to believe and make something that tastes good. So go have a fun Memorial Day weekend.
I agree. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Casey Steinbrink is the co-founder of WhoKnew.com, which published the definitive guide to grilling great beer brats. And, you know, we can put that article up on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if we haven't already. So enjoy your brats. By the way, I am going to be at the world's largest brat fest in Madison. I'm going there after work this morning. I'll be selling brats from noon until 2 at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. That's the site of this big festival, the world's largest brat fest. I don't remember the total, but I know over the years it has served up millions of brats, and it gives the proceeds to charity. So there's one place in the Madison area where you can get your brat this weekend. It's time now for Wisconsin Life. We've all been to the gas station, likely paying them little thought. But for Ed Jacobson, service stations became his life's work. Emily Bright paid a visit to Jacobson's Northwood Petroleum Museum.
The gas station. It's a familiar place, but when you're filling your tank, how often do you stop and think about where you are and what you're doing?
That's the thing about gasoline. When you buy it, you don't see it, feel it, taste it, hear it. It's just an anonymous product that goes into your tank, and quite frankly, 5 minutes after you leave, you're probably not sure what that brand was.
That's Ed Jacobson, or Jake the Oil Guy, the man behind the Petroleum Museum in Three Lakes. At the height of his career, he owned 6 gas stations in Chicago.
So the oil companies started coming out with things that you could have in your house to remind you of their product, like salt and pepper shakers, cigarette lighters, hot pads, sewing kits, maps. And then they started producing toys for kids.
That's the stuff Jacobson collects, the signs, pumps, and products made by the petroleum industry. He left the business in 1985, but afterwards, he just wasn't happy.
So I started thinking, well, why am I not happy? And it's because I just wasn't around this stuff. So I just started buying it, not as an investment. I just bought it to have it.
How many items do you have here?
Oh, I stopped counting at about 4,000.
Wow. So did you start the museum because you ran out of room in your house?
You got it right on. That's exactly what happened. My wife was just getting, we were living in a gas station. And I had all the pumps in the heated garage, and her car had to sit outside. She said, weren't these pumps meant to be outside? I said, not my pumps.
Almost 30,000 visitors have come through the Petroleum Museum since Ed Jacobson bought the building 10 years ago. When you walk in, Elvis is likely to be playing, and the air has that familiar gasoline smell. There's lots of color, lots of neon.
A lot of people say, oh, I got to bring my grandson. And I say, no, bring your grandfather. Your grandson's not going to care that much about it. But grandpa, he's going to stay all day.
The items are meant to be eye-catching. The museum has gas pumps dating from 1899 to the 1970s, some topped with glass globes that look like crowns.
They were very, very ornate and beautiful, so they'd attract people to the gas station because they were lighted. And unfortunately, they were also shot out on Saturday nights by people that thought these were attractive targets.
Other items made by gas companies weren't so popular, like a set of 12 ashtrays with pinup girls made by Texaco in 1953. Those were discontinued after 6 months. His collection has drawn some attention. The Coen brothers approached him about using 4 of his gas pumps for one of their movies, but he turned them down.
I talked to some fellow collectors in the industry, and they said, do not do that. The movie companies do not take care of anything, so I told them it was just logistically impossible for me to get the pumps there.
Ed Jacobson's Petroleum Museum is a labor of love. Admission is free. It's open in the afternoon, 5 days a week, with a sign on the door and website that reads, I may do some traveling this winter, so call ahead. But generally, he's there.
Sounds weird, but I think I was born with a little bit of oil in my blood.
At 73, he doesn't show any signs of running out of gas.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org and find us on Facebook. Thanks to Kayla Blado. She produced and directed this program. Thank you for listening. This is the hour each week when we celebrate life in Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.